miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Jeffrey Bland, his book is called The Disease Delusion, Conquering the Causes of Chronic Illness for a Healthier, Longer, and Happier Life. From HarperCollins, let's get you back to Dr. Mike Royson.
So, Jeffrey, where we were was this person who had written in and said, isn't it the change in bacteria that's forcing me to overeat and thus get type 2 diabetes?
Well, I think that's a tremendous question from an obviously a well-informed listener, but this begs the old proverbial additional question, chicken and egg. You know, why are the bacteria in the intestinal tract in such a configuration, in such a population to create increased risk to diabetes or increased risk to obesity? And we've been studying this actually now for over 10 years. We have a colleague that we've done collaborative work who arguably was one of the first people, his group, his research group at Catholic University Louvain in Belgium, to make the discovery and publish the relationship between gut bacteria and obesity. His name is Patrice Conti, and he works with his colleague Nathalie Delzin, and they published over 100 papers in the last few years in this area of how the microbiome, this very rich, diverse community of bacteria that live in our intestines, there, as we all know, many more bacterial cells in our intestines than there are human cells in our whole body. They're very small, so they don't weigh as much, but they are, in number, very metabolically active. And it turns out that there are two families of bacteria out of the really hundreds of different species that live in our intestinal tract that appear to be predominant. And these are the so-called Bacteroides species and our family and the Formiculae family. And the ratio of those two, one to the other, appears to have a significant impact on metabolic function in the whole of our body. And so as the Formiculae goes up and the Bacteroides goes down, there's a correlation with increased obesity, increased inflammation, increased diabetes. And then the question is, well, were we just born to have those kind of bacteria in our intestines, or are they modifiable? And the answer is absolutely they're modifiable. In fact, this paper that was published in Nature magazine, very prestigious journal, about 6 months ago, showed that within 48 hours of changing diet, we start to actually change the kinds of bacteria that live in our intestinal tract. So if we start traveling internationally and we are in a different environment, eating different foods, exposed to different agents, population of these bacteria in our intestinal tract will change concomitantly. And that's why some people will claim that they never had any problem with digestion or never had any problem with being obese until they traveled back from some country where they seem to pick up a bug in their intestines that they just can't get rid of, and it produces chronic symptoms. So the question, do we get fat as a consequence of the bacteria that live in our intestine, or does our lifestyle and our environment cause bacteria to then populate our intestines, which then contribute to this? I think it's the latter. I think it's the latter because we can demonstrate from controlled studies with animals and human intervention trials that have been published that we can alter those bacteria with appropriate diet and lifestyle, and that will alter the outcome of obesity and inflammation and diabetes.
I should say right now that if one wants more information on this, there is a website you can go to in addition to getting the book. This is a wonderful book, The Disease Delusion. The website is Personalized Lifestyle Medicine Institute, but it's PLM, just the first initials, institute.org, PLMinstitute.org. I should also tell you that functional medicine is coming and opens on September 23rd at the Cleveland Clinic, so feel free to schedule that as well if you haven't if you want to find a physician who can help you with that. Since we're nationwide, there is also a website for functional medicine. It's www.functionalmedicine.org, and you can get a physician referral for that. Jeffrey, there's a number of questions about how do you change, then, the microbiome?
Well, I think that's a really great question. I had the privilege, actually, of meeting a gentleman by the name of Marcel Rubofois, who was the first investigator to, and this was about 35 years ago, that he published the first papers on specific types of dietary principles that would modify the population and the types of bacteria that live in our intestinal tract. And he called these prebiotics. Prebiotics were substances that would feed the friendly bacteria and hopefully help to starve out the unfriendly bacteria that live in our intestinal tract. And he did extensive amounts of research on these different kinds of prebiotics that are a whole different classes of them, which I won't go into the technical details. But the one that really stood out that people are probably familiar with is a substance called inulin, I-N-L-U-N. Inulin is a very, very interesting non-metabolized carbohydrate. You find it as a fiber material in like beets, for instance, sugar beets, and in chicory. And inulin is a very good food, it turns out, for the friendly bacteria. And so we call it a prebiotic because it helps to stimulate the probiotics of the friendly bacteria. And there is no question at all. We've done extensive studies and published them over the last 20 years in humans who have been supplemented with inulin, showing that it will improve the ratio of the Bacteroides to the Formiculase and have a favorable effect on their microbiome. One has to start fairly low if you're going to use inulin, because if your intestinal bacteria are imbalanced, if you give too much of it, it can produce some gas and some irritation of discomfort of the intestinal tract. So we normally recommend starting off at about 500 milligrams a day for the first few days, and then going to a gram, and eventually working up to 2 to 3 grams a day as a dietary supplement. It's a fiber powdered material. It's tasteless, and it can be added into virtually anything without producing a taste. And it absolutely is remarkable for people who have conditions like chronic irritable bowel syndrome, or they've got gut inflammation, or they've got reflux, esophageal reflux type symptoms, and for people even who have systemic inflammation, like various forms of joint pain and arthritis. Remarkably, by improving the bacterial friendliness in our gut, it produces the stabilization of our immune system and lowers our inflammation. So I try to give this recipe, this formula, in the Disease Delusion, a chapter on gastrointestinal function, but it truly is one of the ways that one can assist getting friendly bacteria back in balance.
I'm going to try and get one last question in. We've only got about 30 seconds. Tell us about the energy plants of our the energy powerhouse of our cells, our mitochondria.
Yeah, the mitochondria are really powerhouses that produce all of our energy for everything that we do. They take the food and convert it to energy. And what we've found, or what has been found by many scientists over the last 25 years, is that if you are run down and you have poor quality nutrition, you don't have any activity or exercise, you're exposed to toxins, you're overdosing with alcohol or various medications, that all of those things can unplug your mitochondria. And you get into this concept of chronic fatigue, chronic pain, fibromyalgia, foggy brain syndrome. These are all places where your body needs more energy.
So we'll have to come back. This is the Disease Delusion. Jeffrey Bland, B-L-A-N-D.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Antioxidants, you've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants, they destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage. And eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news. Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics,